Our next guest is Carmen from Scepter. Carmen, tell us a little bit about your product.
We make gas cans.
Okay.
And figured out that the spouts on the existing cans out there were a little bit difficult to use. That's what the consumers were telling us.
Yes.
So we decided to go out and ask what the perfect spout would be for those people, and did all sorts of tests with them. They came back with suggestions on what that perfect spout would look like.
Mm-hmm.
We then built something, went back out, asked them again, and kept doing that until we got it right, until there was nothing else we can improve, and what you see in front of you is what we've come up with.
Now, Morris is having a blast your two-gallon model.
Yes, he is.
Now, I have to say that I like this for a couple of reasons.
Okay.
Number one, there is a cap that goes on the spout.
Yeah.
That you just break off the bottom of the spout. It's just lightly connected to the spout when you buy it new.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then you put the cap on the spout for storage.
Correct.
Well, when you take the cap off on the side of the spout, there is a place where you can actually stick the cap on, so it'll be out of your way when you're using it.
But I'll this be one,
eventually you'll be doing that.
Yeah. Anyway, you got to improve that.
Well, actually, these are still on a model buildup, so we still are doing some fine tuning.
Right. Perfect.
So, but that's what eventually it will, it will do.
Nicely
exactly.
Done.
On the near the nozzle of the spout, there's a little hook that sticks out, and that goes over the edge of whatever you're filling.
The rim of the fill spout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the rim of the fill
of the
opening.
Tank.
Opening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then when the spout is in the vertical position, there's a little lever on the trigger that unlocks the trigger.
I'll be done.
And I use the heel of my hand to unlock the trigger. I grip a plate on the spout and I squeeze my fingers to the heel of my hand.
Just like that.
And I have to tell you that it's a very gentle, easy squeeze.
It is.
I would say about maybe 6 pounds of pressure, as opposed to 8 or 10 or 12 pounds of pressure that you have to use with other spouts. So this is a very nice one.
Just when you thought a gas can couldn't get any better, Scepter comes to the rescue.
And made it a lot better.
Carmen.
So you guys actually make gas cans for the military.
We do. We've also made gas cans for the military.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're out of time. So before we run, I've got to get you to give me a website so people can learn more about Scepter gas cans.
Well, we can go to website www.scepter.com, and you can find all the information you need on there.
Thank you, Carmen.
Where to buy them and so on and so forth.
Much appreciated.